I do remember our house being structurally challenged. It had cracks which altered over the years, disappeared, new ones came, etc. What I don't remember is my father actually doing anything personally about it. It must have been before I was born or when I was too young to notice that Daddy was playing with these vast mud pies, as it were, shoveling stuff into the cracks in the house. He delegated the work, really. We had an uncle who lived about the place, and he would do things. And also, we had hosts of incompetent builders who would have a go and charge a small fortune and then disappear. We were struck by lightning once. We blamed the cracks on the lightning, but I think they were there anyway. You didn't need anything going on in the heavens to cause our place to start crumbling.
The Snag by Arthur Sale, read by Jonathan Sale.
How pleasant a bungalow, such curved glass, and rough cast, not too rough, good-looking like nut gobbets on cakes, not over-close the lane. And such a gloss on pane and paint in the afternoon sun, inside so light, so modern, would you sell it? I'd say no, but for one reason, or yes, but for one reason that makes no the only honest answer. You see this hand, dripping with plaster, and behind that wrinkled, bleached and sore, a washerwoman's cement makes hands. You see that crack, I ram in it cement and plaster enough, times out of mind, to fill not a hole but a whole room, and always there is room. Or if the master crack's bottomless pit seems to be full of substitutes, there is no failed starting like parasite or pet for a sustaining pat. The more I survey cracks, the less their ways make sense. Yet pour my all in them, despite despair of consolidants that make worse distension, expending their power with ours.